in high school will take?
It's going to take from this summer, it's going to take all the way until the end of next summer. That's what the projection is. That's what we're planning on. It may go a little longer than that, depending on, you know, weather and all the outside things that go on. But we're looking, the projection is not this summer, but the next summer being finalized by the time we come back, 2022.
Do you think these improvements will improve the educational environment of the high school?
Absolutely. The programs that we're putting into place, we're doing this preliminary to the actual move in the project. With the STEAM labs, we're looking at entrepreneurship, and we're looking at possibly putting in a whole program where kids can graduate here with business backgrounds and be CTE certified. And we're looking at broadcasting, and that's what you guys are doing as a CTE program, and hotel management, food management. So those three programs are going to be really filled in with all these processes that we're putting in place for the project. So we're really excited. This is really going to be beneficial to all the students here at Catskill.
Thank you, Mr. Bragg.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thanks, Matt, and great work on the Capital Project. Ms. Bouchain and Diedrich are looking for nominations for a Student of the Month for February and March. If you have a student you would like to nominate, please send their names in. February's character trait is honesty, and for March is perseverance.
Westside Cafe is amazing. The month menu includes a healthy entree with a side dessert and water for only $8. Just send an email to Ms. Marino if you're interested.
Ms. Doney recently invited a specialized artist to her class to demonstrate how to stamp art on scarves.
And I'm very excited to be here with the students at Catskill High. I teach these classes to a lot of adults. I am a textile artist and a printmaker, and this is a really simple printmaking project, but we're using dyes. We're working on silk fabric. It's going to set up permanently, so it's going to be a beautiful silk scarf when they're done. It's a simple way to build up a lot of patterns and colors. I love teaching the classes because every time I go into class, there's always somebody who comes up with a new way of working with it, so it's just a lot of fun. I also am a printmaker. I have a studio with a big etching press. I do a lot of monotype, and I will often take my patterns, my designs, and scan them and put them in a repeat pattern and have them printed onto fabric. So I brought a few examples of that as well.
The scarves came out beautifully and will be modeled in the upcoming fashion show this coming May 1st at the Lumberyard. How exciting!
Learn how to develop your business ideas, develop a business plan, and learn how to pitch the plan by attending the Startup High School Business Model Workshop, New York, on March 21st at UAlbany. See your guidance counselor for details if you're interested.
Make sure you get your order into the CMS coffee cart. You can order on Google Forms. Deliveries are available. Please support this entrepreneurial learning activity funded by our students.
The fashion show is going to be amazing this year. Mark your calendars for May 1st, and it will be held at the Lumberyard. Our fashion show recently went to the Lumberyard to meet their producers to make the final plan for the show. How exciting.
I'm Sharon Carr. I'm here with a fashion update. I'm here with Kaylee Neary to talk about the Lumberyard for this year's fashion show. So you went to the planning meeting at the Lumberyard for the fashion show?
So a group of us went there to tour the venue of the Catskill High School fashion show.
Did you get a tour?
The first thing we did was tour the facility, and we learned about all the different rooms and what they were used for.
What was the performance area like?
The performance area was really open and big, and there's going to be lots of room for seating.
Do you think it will be a better place than the auditorium in Catskill?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a bigger and newer layout, and it's going to be more like a Marist College fashion show.
What kind of planning went on at the meeting?
We sat on a conference call and we discussed lighting, rehearsal days, the sound system, and a bunch of other details.
Are you excited about this year's show at the Lumberyard?
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be a whole newer level and it's going to be tons of fun.
This partnership between the business and FCCLA clubs has produced the best show plan ever. The Future Freshman Night will be held this Thursday, March 19th at 6 p.m. This format is new this year and looks to be very productive. All parents with incoming freshmen need to attend this important event. Cabaret Night will be held tonight starting at 6 p.m. in the high school cafeteria. The event will showcase our talented students, and usually the play cast gives us a teaser for the upcoming musical, Pippin. Fantastic. Here is Jillian and Bella with the Catskill Weather Report.
It's pretty nice out here.
Yeah, why don't we do the weather?
How's the weather from up there?
Actually, it's the same, Jillian.
Oh. All right, let's get to the weather now. Today is going to be a high of 60 and a low of 36, and a 100% chance of rain. There's rain coming down right now.
Saturday's forecast looks like a high of 50 and a low of 30. Expect some clouds and sunshine. Sunday looks like a high of 47
and a low of 28.
My name's Bella Seeley.
And I'm Jillian Murray.
Wash your hands and have a good weekend. Signing off.
What do kids play when they can't play with a phone?
What?
Board games.
Thanks for watching Cats Can and Cats Will.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC welcomes audio responses from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message with WGXC, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-291-WGXC and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. Hear something you disagree with? Want to speak out on an issue? Plug your band's show? Let your neighbors know something important? Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message anytime about any issue. That number again is 518-291-WGXC. 518-291-9492.
This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Bernadette Hogan is reporting for the New York Post that COVID-19 has claimed its first life in New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced March 14th an 82-year-old woman has died in a New York City hospital. Quote, "We had last night a death in New York City hospital of an 82-year-old woman who had coronavirus. She came into the hospital on March 3rd, unquote, he said. Quote, "She contracted the coronavirus on top of emphysema, then she passed," unquote. A Rockland County man who died earlier in the month died of COVID-19. It was also announced March 14th. An autopsy revealed the cause of death. As of Saturday, March 14th, New York has 613 positive cases, with more than 117 patients now in hospitals. Cuomo said that the state has done 700 tests, and because the testing capacity has increased, more cases are under investigation. New York State now has more cases than any other state in the country. States of emergency were announced March 14th in Delaware, Albany, and Rensselaer counties. Dutchess County announced a new case with a Bard College staff member with COVID-19. All Rensselaer, Greene, and Columbia County schools are closing March 17th through next week, joining school systems in Dutchess and Ulster County. Quote, because this is not a mandated closure, some districts have altered these dates to suit their specific needs, so there will be differences in district schedules and procedures within our county. Some will cease student attendance on Tuesday and some on Wednesday, unquote, according to the Hudson Schools Twitter feed. New York's Capitol also closed to the public March 15th after it was announced that two assembly members from Brooklyn tested positive for COVID-19. The state's 44,000 prison inmates will have their visitations limited starting March 14th until April 11th. The Archdiocese of New York canceled all Catholic masses effective immediately. Both Hunter Mountain and Windham Mountain are closed as of March 16th. Teaneck, New Jersey declared a lockdown, as did the entire country of France. The number of venues and organizations making changes to their public schedules because of COVID-19 continues to grow. They include schools in Greene, Columbia, Rensselaer, Ulster, and Dutchess counties. The Avalon Lounge in Catskill has shut down its live events beginning March 14th. The Council for Resources to Enrich the Arts, Technology, and Education Gallery in Catskill will be closed to the public through the month of March. The organization has also postponed all on-site and off-site exhibitions, as well as the Beaux Arts 2020, its annual fundraiser. The public civilian response to active shooter events training scheduled for March 26th at Columbia Greene Community College has been canceled. The Columbia County Democratic Committee has canceled its March 23rd meeting. Chairperson Keith Kanega, however, has said, asked committee members to continue to gather signatures in preparation for the June primary, although Governor Cuomo then made a change to the petitioning rules, making it easier for candidates to get on the ballot. The Hudson Little League has postponed its ziti and meatball dinner, as well as its all Little League functions, at least until April 6th. The Woke Baby Book Fair, scheduled for Saturday, April 4th at the Hudson Area Library, has been canceled. Jazz at Atlas in Newburgh has postponed his next two concerts and is taking a wait-and-see approach about other concerts currently on its calendar. The Faye Victor Barnsongs concert has been postponed to the fall. And Bobby Previtt's Music from the Dune Shacks Quartet, originally scheduled for an April 18th performance, will also be postponed to November. The Strutting with the Stars fashion show at Helsinki Hudson, hosted by the Columbia Memorial Health Foundation, and the second show, scheduled for March 25th, has been postponed till October 7th. Berkshire East and Catamount Ski Area are closed for the remainder of the season, as are Hunter and Mountain and Windham Mountain. Ardo Mai in Ghent has suspended all public events classes, and the Benison Center is closed until further notice. Visitors are still welcome in the Sculpture and Architectural Park. Hudson Hall has suspended all activities involving large gatherings for the next 30 days beginning March 12th. The building and current and scheduled exhibitions are open, with opening receptions postponed and youth and community workshops suspended. The Chatham Public Library has canceled all programs at the library at least through March 31st, while the library remains open. Colony Cafe in Woodstock has canceled all events until further notice. Ginsburg's has closed their Will Call Center. The Columbia County Republican Committee has postponed their annual Lincoln Award Dinner that was scheduled for March 19th. The Chatham Bookstore has canceled a March 21st event with Barbara Bonner. The Bridge Street Theater in the Village of Catskill has postponed performances of Mother Jones in Heaven and Dirty Pocky Lingerie, scheduled for this weekend and next. Both will be presented in August instead. Time and Space Limited in Hudson has announced the Met Live and Encore broadcast of Der Fliegende Holländer has been canceled for March 14th and March 22nd. Visitations at New York's prisons are suspended indefinitely as of March 14th. Bishop Edward Scharfenberger of the Roman Catholic Diocese in Albany has temporarily suspended the obligation to attend Mass during the COVID-19 outbreak. The Greene County Department of Human Services announced all senior nutrition sites will offer takeout meals through March 27th. Seniors must call the center 24 hours in advance. Home meal delivery will continue uninterrupted. Information is available by calling 518-719-3555. Mid-Hudson Cable customer service window in Jefferson Heights will be closed until further notice. Customers are advised to visit mhcable.net or call 518-943-6600. And the Roelof Janssen Community Library is suspending all library events through the end of March. WGXC will continue to update listeners. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for the latest closings and information about the COVID-19 illness in this community.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cornelius Eady of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Can no get me out my zone? Better watch your girl, better keep her close. Cause when she with me, never say no. When I hit the stage, I'm an animal. Yeah. When I hit the stage, I'm an animal. No, I cannot stop, man, I'm in my mode. I'ma stack it up, I'ma get this dough. I'ma clap it up, she gon' drop it low. I'ma throw these ones, I'ma throw some more. I'ma throw these ones, I'ma throw some more. Hitting on the rug, hitting on the floor. But that girl not mine, so I'm still alone. But that girl not mine, so I'm still alone. Said she's DT for tickets to the show. Yeah, I have it my way when I'm on the road. She know that I get the guap, so she gonna come this way. We got all the fun. Drop it this way. We got all the ones. Shake it this way. Diamonds on my arm. Yeah, my wrist straight. You know that I get the guap, so she gonna come this way. We got all the fun. Drop it this way. We got all the ones. Shake it this way. We got all the guns, don't come this way.
I'm gonna drop it real low for broadcasting. Agra, that was Trap This Way by Lil Uzi Vert. No, you with him, but still, one of our studio audience you that water, so I'm still stuck with you. Make it vibrate. We will kick off our show after the local news. She gonna keep on going. No, no.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. There are now 325 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in New York as of March 12th, including four in Ulster County, three in Saratoga County, and one each in Albany, Delaware, Dutchess, and Orange County. The state also banned events of 500 people or more, with bars and restaurants also now forced to cut their capacity in half. And nursing homes in New York are now prohibiting anyone except medical staff to enter, as the coronavirus is worse for the elderly and sick. Cuomo said, and I quote, "Science dictates these decisions. This is about science. This is about data. And let the science and let the data make the decisions," end quote. Schools, hospitals, nursing homes, and mass transit are exempted from the mass gathering rules. Kingston City School District is closed March 13th because of proximity to one of the confirmed COVID-19 cases in Ulster County. The Ulster County Jail and Albany County Jail have both suspended visits to inmates, but Dutchess County did not make the same prohibition. The Ulster County Civil Division is suspending all evictions. Columbia Green Community College is not closing like most of the other SUNY schools and will conduct business as usual until further notice. The college and its facilities will remain open during the regularly scheduled spring break from Monday, March 16th to Friday, March 20th. Most other local colleges are closed. Public schools in Ohio, Maryland, and Kentucky are closing. Windham Ashland Jewett schools are closed for a third day, March 13th, because a relative of a school staffer was sick but has since tested negative for the coronavirus. A volunteer ski patroller in Windham is also being tested for COVID-19. Windham Mountain has also closed their spa and is limiting the size of gatherings. Governor Cuomo says he is reluctant to shut down schools, saying children so far seem to have greater resiliency and shutdowns would be, and I quote, tremendously disruptive to society, end quote. The Greene County Public Health Department still has not commented on COVID-19. They do not return calls or emails from reporters. A number of venues are no longer holding public events because of the COVID-19 illness. They include Art Omai in Ghent has suspended all public events, classes, and the Benson Center is closed until further notice. Visitors are still welcome in the Sculpture and Architecture Park. Hudson Hall has suspended all activities involving large gatherings for the next 30 days beginning March 12th. The building and current and scheduled exhibitions are open with opening receptions postponed and youth and community workshops are suspended. The Chatham Public Library has canceled all programs at the library at least through March 31st. The library remains open. Colony Cafe in Woodstock has canceled all events until further notice. Specific events are also being canceled. The Village of Kinderhooks Meet the Candidates Night event at 7 p.m. March 13th has been canceled. The election is Wednesday, March 18th, 2020. The polls will be open between noon and 9 p.m. at Village Hall, 6 Chatham Street in Kinderhook. The Thomas Juro Gallery in Chatham is postponing this weekend's reception for an exhibit by William Thompson to be rescheduled later. The Columbia County Republican Committee has postponed their annual Lincoln Award Dinner that was scheduled for March 19th. The Chatham Bookstore has canceled a March 21st event with Barbara Bonner. And the Columbia Land Conservancy's annual pancake breakfast March 14th at the A.B. Shaw Fire Company has been canceled. Bethany Bump reports for the Times Union that Price Chopper grocery store are implementing purchase limits to stop hoarding and make vital supplies available to many customers in a national emergency. Price Chopper adds quantity limits on paper towels, bath tissue, water, hand sanitizer, household disinfecting wipes, isopropyl alcohol, and hand soap beginning March 13th. Hannaford stores are also struggling to keep the same items on the shelf. Hannaford President Mike Vail wrote, and I quote, "We're searching widely for new sources of supplies, and stores have implemented a purchase limit on certain items to ensure that products remain available," end quote. Price Chopper also has a home delivery service in some areas that may be useful to the sick who cannot go out or others avoiding human contact. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. Today is going to be wet, especially this morning as a system moves through the northeast. Temperatures will start out at 47 degrees and climb steadily to 61 at 3 p.m. Around the same time, the rain should finish tapering off, and then wind gusts of up to 35 miles per hour will be present after 3 until 10 p.m. Overnight, temperatures just reach the freezing mark by dawn tomorrow. With a light breeze and a high of 52, Saturday will be nice. Sunday will be the same with a high of 45. Pollen levels will be elevated over the weekend, entering the mid-ranges and with prevailing pollen coming from maple and elm trees. The next high tides will be at 6:29 a.m. and at 6:54 p.m. The next low tides will be at 1:05 p.m. and tomorrow at 1:23 a.m. Water temperature will be 42 degrees today. Sunset today will be at 6:40 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:09 a.m. Corona fears are having a major impact on our area. Check your regular listings for school and other closings. Looking way up, we see the International Space Station. Well, Philip Smith from Manorville, New York did, and captured a remarkably clear photo of it passing overhead on his 14-inch telescope. Good to see local amateur astronomy is still alive and kicking, and the photo can be seen on spaceweather.com. Solar wind speed is currently 428 kilometers per second at 6.8 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. There have been 2 days since the last sunspot, and this has been the Better Weather brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house or stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. And this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
Hello and welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio.
That was a Clubhouse original theme song by DJ AJ. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of, guess what?
The coronavirus.
No way.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's happening. So one whole hour.
I am DJ Popcorn.
DJ Kyron.
DJ L.
And our special call-in guest.
Hey, it's DJ Kansu.
DJ Feeds, what's up?
What's up?
So, coronavirus.
Let me go quick, though, just to say all views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth. It may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia and Green.
Yes, sir.
All right, carry on.
Thanks, yeah. So,
yeah. So, what do you guys think on the whole situation so far?
Well, we're out in California, and I mean, it's nervous making in some ways, right? Like, Santa Clara County has 32, or at least when I was looking at it and I had the numbers, it was like 32 out of the 54, and now that number's gone up to like 175 in California.
Yeah, at least
and New York's at like 275, something like that. No, 325 is what Phil just said, actually.
Oh, wow. 325?
Yeah, on the news.
That's a very significant number. That's really scary for me.
All right, both coasts are getting it. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's people travel in and out of ports on coasts. There's big cities on the coasts. Like, it's not shocking to me that New York and California are both getting it a little bit.
Yeah.
Harder than some others, yeah.
What, Washington State has
Washington, D.C.
high number?
They got it like, kind of strong.
So, it's just, like, really intense how quick it went from, like, maybe this will be in some places to, like, oh, we got to grapple with the reality that this is just everywhere.
This is, like, as soon as, like, the summer comes, it's going to go away. Like, as soon as it starts to get hotter, it's going to go away.
Why is that what you're hearing, though? Like, I feel like that's some of the source of misinformation that's been happening, because I feel like that's something that came from Trump, but like it could go away in summer, but that's based on science. That's also the same flu that went away that summer came back the next winter and killed like twice as many people,
right?
So it's like going away by the summer doesn't necessarily mean anything. If we don't have the testing kits,
like the science that like from the actual scientists people to prove the facts that we were just told. So
Right. Yeah, it's like,
so there's no
really, right, that's why we've been so looking for no the news, right? Looking backup, for news sources.
Yeah. Where are y'all getting your news? Who do you trust?
I've been looking at some, like, a lot of ABC stuff. They've been covering some stuff on it.
You know, and then I've also been, like, trusting most of my Instagram and Twitter buddies.
Mm-hmm. You know, social media has a lot to say, right?
Yeah. Like, I like to hear people's opinions on it.
I've been looking, you know, out of curiosity to just go straight to the, you know, New York State Health Department.
Yeah.
Kind of seeing what they're saying, seeing like, what the World Health Organization is saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The CDC.
Yeah.
Checking those out.
There's also been, like, a lot of memes, but like this is actually a serious thing. Like, I'm not saying that I don't think there should be memes, but, like, at a time where like this is such a like an outbreak that like something's actually happening at this point to where it's like spreading almost everywhere and almost anyone can get it, like this is like it, like they actually kind of do help though. It makes like people feel better about like some of the stuff that's happening. And it's like, you know, if you get locked in your house for 2 weeks and you get quarantined, what else are you going to look at?
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Just like...
Right, so memes are coming up, right? I don't know, I think it'd be kind of fun if we all answered that question, actually. What would you do for 2 weeks? Memes? DJ Popcorn?
Yeah,
that's yours.
I might just look at some memes, TikTok maybe.
No, the thing that DJ Popcorn would do is sit in his room all day and play Fortnite because he does nothing else.
Stop.
He's going to sanitize the remote, the controller, though.
Obviously.
No, he's not.
Right.
I've already wiped down a lot of door handles. So.
Cap.
Stop.
So, I actually posted something on the Clubhouse Facebook. I'm not looking at it now, but it was from Active Minds, and it said, you know, because all these schools are closing down, it's like, what? Exactly that question. What are some activities that you could do to keep your mind active?
Right.
I was trying to pull it up right now, but it's a little slow.
That's cool. I mean, you get to it, but I mean, I don't want to call out the wrong DJ name. DJ L? Link?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, DJ L? All right. So, you say DJ Popcorn would play a bunch of Fortnite. Would you be in the same camp? Is there reading? Is there writing? Like,
I would probably be doing my work, like, in school. Like, because we have this thing called Google Classroom. So we still do our work.
Yeah, like the work
out of school. So I'd probably do that. So when school opens again, I'm not, like, 2 months behind.
Cool. Yeah.
So, how do they make that work? How is everybody able to, like, actually access Google school when you're at home? Like, is everyone getting access to, like, the what you're learning and all that?
Like, do you have to have a computer, a tablet, a phone?
As long as you can use a phone...
Uh-oh.
Oh, he just coughed.
Uh-oh. No, I don't have it.
You can get an app called Google Classroom, like, on your phone.
Yeah,
like,
or
on
your
computers
computer.
And stuff. And then
it's, like, basically built into your computer.
You use your Google login that you got from school, and then you can just access Google Classroom and get all the work and stuff.
Now, that's, is that assuming that everybody has either a cell phone or a computer?
Yeah, they wouldn't, like, give you a computer or anything, but they would assume that at least one person in your household
Okay. And then,
so you have to make sure in this time that, like, your phone service is up and that you still have internet access and, right, that it still has the software capabilities to do what you needed to do, right?
Right. So interesting,
like,
in Greene County and even Columbia County, actually New York State, rural counties, like, sometimes people don't have internet access in the rural remote areas at all. So that's something. And then, let alone, can, you know, did I pay my bill if I, you know, or can I pay, you know, that's a whole nother issue.
Right. So as I'm scrolling through my Instagram feed right now, so, like, there's these text messages that are, like, supposed to be helpful. They say that the coronavirus is getting more and more serious and try not to go to some places like concerts and movie theaters. And wash your hands with soap as often as you can, particularly before you eat or touch a body part of your own. And one person in Washington has already died of the virus infection, and there are a few cases confirmed in the Bay Area. And stock up on food and supplies that will last at least 2 weeks to prepare for the coronavirus pandemic. And also get water, rice, or bread, paper towels, and tissues.
Yeah, and those are the things that people are running out of.
Did you hear what they said in the local news, right? Safeway?
Hannaford
is putting a limit on how much people could buy of essentials, so it's like,
Well, we went to a store in California. We couldn't find.
We couldn't find water. There's a drought in the area we're in right now.
Which is the other thing too, right? Like, yeah.
Like
we got,
as I
we take water kind of
right
for granted
now.
In New York. Other places, it's tougher.
Yeah, me just going through my feed right now is basically almost all coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been called a global pandemic, right? And it's like, how do people react to that word?
I mean,
right? So
to be honest, the coronavirus is basically like the flu. Like a lot of people are overreacting, like saying, "Oh no, it's like the world's gonna end," over exaggerating and stuff. But it's like the flu is just like if you have a bad immune system or have something else in your body going wrong, then it could be deadly. But as long as you have a good immune system and stuff, there's nothing to really be worried about.
At least
like,
for yourself, right? In
yeah,
terms, but the,
like,
I think the difference is the contagious
like
part about this
people.
And that it actually is different from the flu, right? In terms of it can live on different surfaces for longer,
yeah,
like, right, than the flu. It's actually more contagious in some ways than the flu, right? So there's a piece where it's like, yeah, okay, if you get it, you might not die if you're not in the risk category, but
correct.
How quickly then can that spread
yeah.
to your loved ones, your grandparents?
It just,
like,
you know, it gets kind of weird at times like this. Just
so I also believe that the mortality rate is slightly higher as well. Was it 3 to 4% versus 0.1%? So, yes, more people get the flu. Yes, more people die. But that's because it's been there. It's out there.
It's been around for a very long time, right?
Yeah.
It's been around.
Yeah.
And we know how to manage it differently. You can get your flu shot. Like, there's way different preventative measures, too, that we don't have developed yet medical capacity-wise to get ahead. Like, make sure people can actually access the care they need. Because if you get a really bad flu at this point, it's like, if you get checked that in time, you get into a hospital, you can probably get that treated. But, like, we're not quite there. I don't feel the same way with this. Like, our healthcare system's already really strapped. It's got, like, you know, a lot going on to try to address, to actually be able to, like, treat people. So you might be, like, okay, or you would have survived it, but maybe you don't because we don't have that.
So,
right, and then, yeah, what do you got?
What's your guys' opinion on, like, the NBA and other sports closing and, like, ending the season due to the coronavirus? Like, how do you feel on
that? I mean, that's rough.
That's weird,
right?
Because we're not,
right?
If we don't get the playoffs, like, a lot of people are going to get mad.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's also the necessity of it, right? In some ways, if you're like, okay, we're not supposed to be gathering at over 500 people, and this is how to contain the spread of it, then isn't that the responsible thing to do?
Yeah, and like a lot of like our like sports teams and stuff have been like recently like, you know, cutting down on more like events. Like almost 5 of our events just got canceled, so it's like. And, like, some of our, like, after-school stuff is getting canceled, too.
Oh, sorry
about that.
They were, like, talking about maybe doing, like, virtual classes. So, like, and then, like, a lot of people were also taking in the fact of, like, not all of us have, like, internet at home and don't have, like, you know, the devices and proper stuff to, like, go on. So then, like, the teachers were, like, we'll probably just give you guys, like, packets over, like, the break that we're, like, disinfecting and stuff and having, like, board meetings. And I was just like, geez, this is like, if it's getting that serious where we can't go to school.
I'm fine with not going to school,
but like, if it gets to the point where we can't leave our house because we're so scared, it's kind of like, I'm just saying, 2 weeks inside the house is not just 2 weeks inside the house.
No, it's not. Right.
Did you hear any of the interviews of people coming off those cruise ships? Like, they were not doing great after 14 days.
Oh, my God. And that's 14
like
days after the cruise.
14
like,
days after the cruise.
So they were already on the cruise ship probably for a week.
Yeah.
Yo.
Right.
That's why I don't go on cruise ships.
Right. They were already on, then plus the being stuck on there. It's just.
But I think that's one of the kind of scary things about this is, like, how long are... Like, how long does it take in some ways for this disease to normalize in a way that we feel like we got a handle on it? Like the flu, right? Like to get to that point where it feels more manageable. But in the meantime, not knowing what's going on, like having like kind of this, you know, push towards the right balance of canceling things, but then having these other effects where you cancel school and then you got a whole bunch of other complications of like how are parents taking off from work if they need to like watch their kids or what, you know, there's all this complexity in it. Like, how long are we going to be in this like totally unknown space of like, what's your college planning going to look like in a couple years? Like, is that, you know, it's just like, how long? It's a big question mark.
Yeah, that's it's been a big question.
The economic effects, like you said, DJ L, the canceling of basketball games and sports, you know, that's a lot of money too, right?
Yeah,
right.
I was watching this one video where there was this game and it was about like halftime, and they said that the game was canceled and everybody who paid their money was there had to leave, and they just wasted their money basically.
Yeah, a lot of people just like went to an NBA game to only see half. And it was like, it's kind of weird to just like go to an NBA game and expect the full game, you know, getting all excited about it and just going for only like two quarters is kind of weird.
Right. And they've been, you know, canceling Broadway shows. Right. And what's the bigger economic impact, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Sports. Like,
no, I wasn't comparing. I'm just saying, like, in the world, how people are surviving, the actors, the players.
Yeah.
Even
LeBron.
The venues. You know, like, those are moneymakers,
yeah,
right?
Like, if it gets
people who work at those venues.
Exactly.
There, right? Like, people losing their jobs. And that's the piece about, like this. Trump did a speech today about $500 billion being able to be accessed under a state of emergency. And we still have the question is, you know, how much of that is actually going to go to people who have to take off mm-hmm. 2 weeks of work,
yeah,
right?
So
like,
I'm just gonna
have to watch their kids.
I'm just gonna play a bit of that speech.
Okay.
And, you know, then we'll go on into our 6:30 news. So I hope you enjoy.
All right.
I am confident that by counting and continuing to take these tough measures, we will significantly reduce the threat to our citizens, and we will ultimately and expeditiously defeat this virus. From the beginning of time, nations and people have faced unforeseen challenges, including large-scale and very dangerous health threats. This is the way it always was and always will be. It only matters how you respond, and we are responding with great speed and professionalism. Our team is the best anywhere in the world. At the very start of the outbreak, we instituted sweeping travel restrictions on China and put in place the first federally mandated quarantine in over 50 years. We declared a public health emergency and issued the highest level of travel warning on other countries as the virus spread its horrible infection. And taking early, intense action, we have seen dramatically fewer cases of the virus in the United States than are now present in Europe. The European Union failed to take the same precautions and restrict travel from China and other hotspots. As a result, a large number of new clusters in the United States were seeded by travelers from Europe. After consulting with our top government health professionals, I have decided to take several strong but necessary actions to protect the health and well-being of all Americans. To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight. These restrictions will be adjusted subject to conditions on the ground. There will be exemptions for Americans who have undergone appropriate screenings, and these prohibitions will not only apply to the tremendous amount of trade and cargo, but various other things as we get approval. Anything coming from Europe to the United States is what we are discussing. These restrictions will also not apply to the United Kingdom. At the same time, we are monitoring the situation in China and the South Korea. And as their situation improves, we will reevaluate the restrictions and warnings that are currently in place for a possible early opening. Earlier this week, I met with the leaders of health insurance industry who have agreed to waive all co-payments for coronavirus treatments, extend insurance coverage to these treatments, and to prevent surprise medical billing. We are cutting massive amounts of red tape to make antiviral therapies available in record time. These treatments will significantly reduce the impact and reach of the virus. Additionally, last week I signed into law an $8.3 billion funding bill to help CDC and other government agencies fight the virus and support vaccines, treatments, and distribution of medical supplies. Testing and testing capabilities are expanding rapidly day by day. We are moving very quickly. The vast majority of Americans, the risk is very, very low. Young and healthy people can expect to recover fully and quickly if they should get the virus. The highest risk is for elderly population with underlying health conditions. The elderly population must be very, very careful. In particular, we are strongly advising that nursing homes for the elderly suspend all medically unnecessary visits. In general, older Americans should also avoid non-essential travel in crowded areas. My administration is coordinating directly with communities with largest outbreaks, and we have issued guidance on school closures, social distancing, and reducing large gatherings. Smart action today will prevent the spread of the virus tomorrow. Every community faces different risks, and it is critical for you to follow the guidelines of your local officials who are working closely with our federal health experts, and they are the best. For all Americans, it is essential that everyone...
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Steve Hughes, Lauren Stanforth, and Mike Goodman are reporting in the Times Union that two Albany County residents now have the COVID-19 illness. There are also three cases in Saratoga County, two cases in Ulster County, and one in both Schenectady College and Orange County as of March 12th. Both cases in Albany are younger people, and one has ties to the University of Albany. Both are isolating at home. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy said, and I quote, "We're alarmed because the patients did not travel," end quote. The University of Albany suspended classes March 12. A statement from the school reads, and I quote, "Also, as a precaution, we are closing the business building today for cleaning. Faculty and staff who work in this building are advised to work from home today. For those employees who work in the business building and choose to report to work, please go to the University Hall lobby to be provided with an alternative work location," end quote. Albany County Health Commissioner Elizabeth Whalen said that with more testing now in the county, they are likely to uncover more cases. As of March 10th, there were 5 people in Albany County under mandatory isolation and 20 people in precautionary isolation. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Morgan McKay is reporting for State of Politics, citing concerns about the spread of the coronavirus novel in New York. Senate Minority Leader John Flanagan has called on the State Department of Environmental Conservation to suspend the recently implemented plastic bag ban. The ban went into effect on March 1st, but it will not be enforced until April 1st. In a statement, Flanagan pointed to a report released by the National Institute of Health March 11th. He said the study found that the coronavirus can be carried and spread by reusable grocery bags. Flanagan said, and I quote, "It is time to protect New Yorkers from the continuing spread of coronavirus by taking the additional steps of suspending the plastic bag ban and saying no to policies at this time that could lead to any additional cases," end quote. Health officials have stressed that very little is known about COVID-19 and research is still being done on how exactly the virus is spread. According to the State Department, it is believed it can live on hard surfaces anywhere from a few hours to a few days. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. Daily Freeman is reporting a former registered nurse and co-conspirator in a plan to distribute opioids in Greene County was sentenced March 11th to 30 months in federal prison and 3 years of post-release supervision. Sarah Brown, 42, of Acre, was sentenced by U.S. District Judge May A. DiAgostino in U.S. Northern District Court in Albany. Brown admitted that she and Dr. Myra Mabry, 50, of Catskill, acquired prescriptions for oxycodone, morphine, and hydromorphone by pretending to be Mayberry's patients. They did so knowing that health care benefit programs would pay the cost of the drugs. Brown also admitted to lying to a federal grand jury. Mabry pleaded guilty in August 2019 to conspiring to distribute controlled substances, health care fraud, aggravated identity theft, and obstruction of justice. She was sentenced to 54 months in prison earlier this month. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Department of Environmental Conservation, March 11th, announced the annual statewide burn ban beginning March 16th and continuing through May 14th. DEC Commissioner Bay.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, just your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the radio at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
We reintroduce ourselves.
We're back. Well, on Catskill Clubhouse Radio. Yeah.
Okay, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXE Broadcasting, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. You were just listening to an original Clubhouse theme song by WIC. And before the break, we were on the topic of coronavirus.
We want to reintroduce ourselves.
I am DJ Popcorn.
DJ Kyron.
DJ L.
Special and guest. DJ Kanto.
Special guest.
Hey, hey. DJ Phoebs.
What's up? All right. Back. Well, you played a Trump speech before the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there was a piece in there that was interesting about how we'd stay working together that he was talking about, which isn't wrong, right? Like, this virus is making people really afraid of other people, kind of making people a little bit racist in some ways, or bringing out the parts of people that, like, are xenophobic, right? Yeah, like, scared of foreigners.
Yep.
It's kind of like how a little bit after World War II was. In a sense, like, you know, Great Depression type times, like right now, because, you know, like, the spread is just, it's a little bit weird for us right now, just trying to get, like, used to all this stuff that's going on in the world right now. And then everybody's like, you know, it was kind of about, like, the whole World War III controversy with Iran, you know, it's like that. But, like, back then social media wasn't, like, a thing. So now that it's here and so many people are talking about it, you know, now it kind of gets the heat of attention. And back then it was just newspaper, so it's different.
You broke up on us a little bit there, but I think what I'm hearing is that there's a lot of attention around this now differently.
There's, like, you know, a lot of, like, attention towards, you know, like, the coronavirus and, like, a lot of, like, you know, things just, like, spreading around the world. Like, you know, like, how about, like, the whole Iran thing? Like, you know.
With the assassination of Soleimani.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it brings to light one of the things we're talking about the economic repercussions of this. Like, I feel like this is also bringing to light social differences.
True.
Right? Like,
And there's a song that DJ Walter White had picked out. He couldn't be here with us today, but I don't know. It feels like it might speak a little bit to it's Unity by Queen Latifah. Do we still have that?
I've got that right here. Nice. I can play it.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like that maybe speaks to like maybe some of the vibe we should be trying to hold in this.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to take a quick song break to listen to Unity.
Cool. All
right. Hello, and welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Castle Youth Clubhouse on WGXC
90.7 FM, WGXC.
You got it. There you go, I got it. Okay, so our special guests can come back now. Oh, there they are.
Hey, hey, DJ Kantu.
DJ Pheebs, can you hear us all right?
Yeah.
Coming
yeah.
through?
Yeah, we hear you guys.
DJ Kyren,
DJ L,
and DJ Popcorn.
Alright.
So yeah.
So I heard you talking a little bit about like there's like coronavirus is bringing, you know, like the bad part out of everybody.
In some ways.
In some ways.
And
yeah.
In some ways the
and so like
the community is coming together, right? Yeah.
And
that's what we're hoping
to
see.
And you know, talking about maybe some of the racism in the coronavirus.
Right. Because I mean it's the same thing that happened similarly with the SARS virus and the bird flu is that people started blaming Asian Americans, Chinese Americans, people who didn't look the same as them for being carriers of this or saying things like that they were dirty, and this is a history that's been in America's culture for a long time, and it's coming back to the surface again.
Yeah, like at what point, who gets counted in community? What does that like mean? Because yes, there's community response, come together, do what's responsible from the perspective of public health. But if you're not having a real conversation about who's actually going to be like helped by that approach and who's going to be hurt by it, then you're excluding a big part of that of what I consider to be our community. You know, so are you really including conversations about how this affects